Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Locals in Tremore in Waterford say it would be a huge loss if families in direct provision in the centre in Tremore had to leave the town. And Grace is with us on the programme today because, Grace, you are a resident at the Ocean View Direct Provision Centre in Tremore. When were you told that you had to leave?
Yeah, we're told around April, we received letters that we need to vacate Ocean View by the 26th of July.
So you have to be gone in 2 weeks' time from the centre?
Yeah, we'll be gone by next week, Friday.
Next Friday. And how long have you been a resident at the Ocean?
Five years now.
5 years. When you first came to Ireland, you didn't come alone?
I came with my two children.
And what age are they?
It's a 15-year-old girl and a 10-year-old boy.
And a 10-year-old boy, okay. And what has it been like, Grace, living in the centre for the past 5 years?
It has been quite hard, but the fact that we had roofs on our heads and we've invested in Waterford, so all our lives are based here. We have a lot of commitment with the community, kids going to school. So it has been good being in Waterford, though living in direct provision is not the best thing, for especially raising children in direct provision.
But your kids go to school locally in the area?
Yeah, they do.
They do, yeah. And are they enjoying it and good friends?
So much, because they've been distressed. This principal has been calling me that the kids are not well. Sometimes they don't want to go to school. They say, what's the point of going to school if we're going to be moved, leaving our friends, leaving everything? They've got sports. They're committed in a lot of things. So they're kind of stressed. Like every day they'll be asking me, where are we going? Where are they sending us? This is not fair. We're not going to go to school anymore.
Why do you have to leave the centre? What has changed?
Because we've been given maybe status to live in the country, remain in the country, and it has been difficult for us to find independent accommodation. Due to some landlords, they tell you that they don't accept help. So it's kind of difficult. So they say the IPAS is saying they don't have the capacity to accommodate people with permission to remain in the country.
So you've been granted the leave to remain, is it, or refugee status,
yeah,
basically?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And because you've been granted that status, which I assume is a good thing, but it means you can no longer stay in the direct provision centre that you're in.
Exactly. So they're saying we have been granted status or permission to remain in the country, so they don't have capacity to continue accommodating you. But now with the crisis of their housing, we can't find independent housing. We've been trying, showing them that we're trying to find places, but we are unfortunate to get accommodation.
Okay. So where does this leave you at the moment, Grace? Like, what position are you in come next Friday?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm just hopeless. Sometimes I push myself, but sometimes I become hopeless. I feel like I'm failing my children because I thought being here, I'm safe. I've been protected and given a home, a place called home. But now it feels like I'm being thrown out to be nowhere.
Some of the locals in Tremore organised a protest at the weekend, and this was a protest not against you or any other people who've been living in the direct provision centre, but actually in support of you, that, you know, that you should be allowed to stay there and stay in the area. How did you feel when you heard that the protest was taking place?
We really appreciate that, to see that other people are really in support of us. Even the government doesn't see that we really need that support. But I'm so happy to have people in support of us.
One of those actually is Mary. Mary is with us on the line today, Grace, as well. Mary's a local resident in Tremore, and you were part of the group that organised the protest, Mary, over the weekend. Why do you feel so strongly about this?
Hi, Grace. Hi. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. Thanks. Yeah, I do feel very strongly about it. You know, so many families who have come to Ireland and come to Tremore and been welcomed into our lovely town, and they've made their life there. children going to school, joining different clubs, and parents working, adding to the community, paying taxes. And, you know, I think the diversity that's being introduced into our country should be celebrated. We have many, you know, International Africa Day. We have Integration Day in the schools. It's great now because they celebrate all the different nationalities, and our children are learning about different nationalities, different cultures, music, art. I think the experience for people, Irish people, to have different nationalities in our community is wonderful. We learn so much, and it broadens our thinking and development and our horizons. And also, you know, our government have a duty of care to these people. And while, yes, they have been given refugee status or leave to remain, there's a housing crisis. And for Irish people and for different nationalities, it's nearly impossible to get any kind of accommodation, say a family with two or three children, to find a three-bedroomed house on HAP money is extremely difficult. I know of many families, many friends of mine, Syrian, Afghani, African, who are every Friday betting on the choice-based letting, trying to get accommodation because they're on the housing list. And, you know, if you're on the housing list two or three years, you have very little chance or opportunity of getting a house from the corporation. And the private accommodation, trying to find a house is near impossible.
I wouldn't imagine there's too many, you know, oversupply in the Tremor area of houses.
No, there's not. Yeah, our Waterford, so. You know, yeah. Waterford in the southeast, and the same is all over the country. You know, there is a housing crisis for regardless of your nationality.
Michael is on the line too, Mary. Michael is the organiser with the Community Action Tenants Union. Michael, you might just maybe explain, like, Grace and other families, 13 other families, have been granted the leave to remain or refugee status. If there is no available accommodation in the area in the meantime, which, as Mary said, there isn't, why can't they stay at the Direct Provision Centre?
Well, Andrea, thanks for having us on. It's really a national issue. Like, it's not just the 14 families in Waterford and Tremor, but I think 3,000 individuals have been given these letters for removal, to be evicted up and down the country. So we have 14 families in Tremor. We have another 40 families in Galway that we're helping and assisting. And we have another 40 families in Cork. And this is really a national issue.
And sorry, and just to be clear, this is all happening as of the date that Grace mentioned, in a week's time.
There's been two dates. There was the 5th of July and the 26th of July.
So about 100 families come.
Yeah, hundreds of families. About 3,000 individuals. Like, we had a similar protest yesterday and tomorrow. We had one in Galway 2 weeks ago. And ultimately, they're being told to relocate to areas where either, like, so, like, we have refugees on the streets or asylum seekers on the streets of Dublin who are being sleeping rough and being told there's no space in Dublin. And yet you have families in Tremor or elsewhere being told to move to Dublin, that there's space there. And that doesn't make sense. And as a Community Action Tenants Union, as a tenants union, we will not stand for any eviction of our members, whether they be in public or private housing, emergency accommodation or direct provision. We have hundreds of members in direct provision facing these evictions with notice of removals. And I think that makes us significant stakeholders as a union. And IPAS haven't been in contact with us at all. So, like, today now we have formally, like, submitted a request to IPAS to suspend all removals to allow time to engage with us and to negotiate.
But sorry, just so I have this clear, right? About 3 or 4 weeks ago on the show, we were talking about people who were looking for IPAS status down camping in tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin. I went down to see it for myself. We spoke to some of them on the show. So you're telling us that Grace and all of the other families, the other 3,000 individuals that you talked about, so are they likely to be in the exact same position as those who are camping along the canal in Dublin come next week if they have to actually leave these direct provision centres because there's no other accommodation?
yeah, where else are they meant to go? Like, you know, you have 3,000 people. The housing system, the housing market cannot accommodate 3,000 people privately. Like, there's very few rentals in DAF. There's very few rentals that will apply HAP. So where else are they meant to go except homelessness?
In the absence of having alternative accommodation, like, surely there's some arrangement that can be made with the likes of the Ocean View Direct Provision Centre in Tremore and Waterford, and with other places in Cork and Galway, to allow people, Grace and family, stay on there in the meantime.
Yeah, that's why we're asking IPAS to meet with us and to have some sort of engagement, because at the moment they seem to be running around like headless chickens as well. They don't seem to know what they're doing. They're giving people notices to remove.
With huge numbers. I suppose they're
dealing with
the
huge
Dublin
numbers, but at the end of the day, they're also dealing with people's livelihoods. Like, these people have made their, as Grace and Mary have talked, they've made their lives in these areas, and now they're just ripping them up and moving them elsewhere. So yeah, they have a difficult job ahead of them, but they also need to understand that from a human rights perspective, they are dealing with families and people who have lives in these areas, and they need to be conscious of that. And that's why we're asking them just to meet with us to explain their own side, because they have complete silence.
Is that Grace? Is that the potential for you and other families that you've been talking to, that you could end up out camping on the streets in a tent?
Yeah, unfortunately, they haven't told us where exactly they're sending us to. They say they will be sending you to emergency accommodation, of which it can be anywhere in the country. So we don't know exactly where is that, because they say they will send maybe second letters that will be stating where they will be sending you to. But we haven't got those so far.
Where they are. And obviously there's an impact for you with the children when they're in school, and for other families as well. It's not as simple as just move to Donegal tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Not at all, because we kind of like believing some of us are working full time. We're in college, kids are in school, so we have to leave everything and start all over again. And at the fact that is an emergency accommodation, we don't know for how long we're going to be staying in those emergency accommodation. In case they move us again, it means kids will be moving school from one place to another, of which is not fair for children.
Michael, I know you're looking for IPAS to meet with you, but do you know in the meantime, is it that other people are going to be moved into the Direct Provision Centre in Tremore, Cork and Waterford? Is that why Grace and families are being moved out, because their status has changed?
So IPAS's official reasoning is they need to accommodate the new applicants, so the people arriving into the country.
And that being, we'll say, people that a lot of our listeners will be aware of who were residing in tents along the Grand Canal in Dublin and other parts?
Those people coming in every week. But ultimately, if they're being, like, they're not moving, so they're not being told, the people who have these notices of removal, because what we reckon is IPAS can't kick them out into homelessness. That would be a violation of their own responsibility to these families. So they're being told to move elsewhere. So how are they freeing up space when they're just moving people around the system?
They're just shuffling people around the place, basically.
Yeah, it's a tactic of intimidation. Like, they want to make these people's lives hell, because it's the uncertainty that comes with not being nowhere you're going to be moved, what date you're going to be moved. That is very...
I suppose what government would say, if they were here with us, Michael, at the moment, is that, you know, Grace and families have been granted refugee status. They now no longer need to stay in a direct provision centre. They're in a position to move into other alternative accommodation. The problem is that we don't have that accommodation. Yeah. isn't plentiful.
No,
so
exactly.
What happens now?
Well, we'll fight for these families to stay in their centres. And at the end of the day, the direct provision centre is not a good place to stay, as Grace was mentioning. So it speaks to the absolute extent of the housing crisis, that we have to fight to keep people in substandard accommodation. And we will fight, and we will fight all the way. We've been running this, like, last summer we fought for, there was another round of eviction notices sent to people. We fought them. Everyone who fought stayed in their accommodation, and we're prepared to do the same this summer.
The protest that took place, it was yesterday, Mary, wasn't it? The protest took place in Tremore.
That's right. And it's more of a community action day. You know, it's a celebration. There was kids, they made banners, there was food. So it's a community action day. But also, I just want to add that the people they're making space for, who are maybe going to move into Grace's room, those people haven't been anywhere else. So why not move the new people into the emergency accommodation, rather than uprooting the families that have already made their lives in Tremore and other places?
It seemed to make sense.
And Yeah, and leave the people, the new people, make their lives in the towns where they're going to move them to, into the emergency accommodation. You know, they can start afresh there. I mean, the families that are in direct provision institutions have already been uprooted from their homes, their countries of origin. A huge upheaval. They didn't come here because they wanted to. They had to come. So they've been through a lot of trauma already. So to be in this position where they don't know from 1 week to the next where they're going to be is added trauma on the parents, and then the psychological trauma and on the children. So it doesn't make sense.
I'm sure, Grace, for you, it's encouraging to see the community, because I know we've talked about communities protesting against refugees and IPAS members, and, you know, in other weeks or in other months. I'm sure it's encouraging for you to see the community in Tramore coming out in support of you staying there.
Yeah, it is. And we really appreciate so much that the community is really supporting us.
Okay, well, look, we'll leave it there for the moment. That's Grace, who's a resident of the Ocean View Direct Provision Centre in Tramore and Waterford. Also Mary, who's a local resident. And Michael, thanks a million for your time as well. Michael's from the Community Action Tenants Union. The WhatsApp number, as always, that's 087 1400 106.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.